بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, my brothers and sisters, I want to talk to you today about an extremely important aspect of our lives, which is our friends. Now today the interesting thing is that thanks to social media, even the word friends has become you have Facebook friend, then you have this friend and that friend, and many of them, there's a joke, which is that this guy, he dies, and in his funeral there are three people. So his mother says, but on Facebook he had 15,000 friends. And his funeral there are three people. So the reason I'm saying friends is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned friends in the Quran. Friends are so important that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself mentioned friends in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and in terms of friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word khalil. Now, in the Arabic language, as you know, there are many words for friends. There is zamil and there is rafiq and there is, you know, many things. And but khalil is a friend who is so close that literally there are no secrets between these two friends. They are very, very, very close. They protect each other. They know each other's secrets. That khulla is like Ibrahim Khalilullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave this title. And Rasulullah said that Abu Bakr would have been my khalil, radiallahu anhu, but Allah has taken me for a khalil. Right? So this is the level of friendship. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, al-akhilla, which is the plural of khalil, al-akhilla'u yawma idhin بعدهم على بعد عدو لبعد بعدهم لبعد عدو الأخلاء يومئذ بعدهم لبعد عدو إلا المتقين. Now the point is, look at the wording of this. First of all, Allah is talking about الأخلاء. He's saying these are the people who in the life of the world were not simply friends. They were the closest, the dearest, right? They literally see each other every day, and you know, you can't live without the person, and you miss that person if you don't see them, and so on and so on. Those people on the day of judgment, they will not simply ignore each other. They will not simply refuse to recognize each other. They will not simply say, somebody says, Assalamu alaikum, they will not say, I will not say wa alaikum. No. They are enemies to each other. Right? Adu, enemy. Now, what's an enemy? An enemy is someone who wants to harm you, right? I mean, this is like extreme. This is not simply, okay, I mean, I knew you, now I don't know who you are. No. This is, I want you to die. I want you to be destroyed. I want you, something bad to happen to you. They will be enemies. People who are that close will be enemies to each other on the day of judgment. Illa al-muttaqi, except the people of taqwa. Now, what does it tell us? It tells us that one of the most important things to do in this life is to look at our friends list. Who are my friends? Rasulullah said, you are on the faith of your friends. You are on the iman of your friends. You will be like your friends. You know, people say you are the total of the five people closest to you. So, do your own thing. Who are the five people you see on a daily basis? Who are the five people? Just out of the, you know, like you're sleeping, somebody wakes you up. Name five people who you love the most. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Who are those five? Right? You are the sum of those five people. Now, imagine if those five people are people who are not the best people. Now, who are the best people? Alhamdulillah, this is the thing that, you know, that strikes me and over and over and over and for, alhamdulillah, you know, many, many years now, is how complete this deen is. Wallahi, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum, sadaqallah. Allah has completed. There is nothing in this deen which is left vacant for someone to come and say, well, this is my piece, I'm going to stick it here. No. Everything is completed. You ask a question, the answer is there. So you say, okay, these friends are so important. What should my friend be like? Who should I take as my friend? Rasulullah mentioned this. Rasulullah said, a friend must be somebody who, when you see him, you remember Allah. That means the friend reminds you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The friend must be somebody who reminds you of your meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The friend must be somebody who you learn something from, something beneficial. Right? So when we look at our friends, we must look at them in this context. This person I'm meeting on a daily basis, does he remind me of Allah or does he take me to ghairullah? Does it, I mean, in the worst case, of course, he takes me to masya, he takes me to sinning. But even if he does not take me to sinning, what is my conversation? Monitoring conversation is a very good way of assessing friendship. When you're talking to somebody, what are you, I'm not saying necessarily that you have to recite Quran to each other all the time, but I'm saying what is the general conversation? Are you talking money and this and that and you're chasing this and chasing that and whatnot? Or is the conversation, at least some part of the conversation, to say, where is my life taking me? What is the direction I should go? What is the best way of spending my time? Right? What is I'm engaged in certain some activities. What is the benefit of this activity? What is this conversation? Are you talking about people? This is ghiba. May Allah protect us. I mean, for a lot of us, ghiba is social life. Right? Our social life is social conversation. Is about people. This one, that one, that one. If it's not individual, then it's politics, right? This is what so-and-so should. This king should do that, and that Biden should do this, and this one. What is the good of that? They don't listen to you. You don't know them. What's the point? You're wasting your time talking about things you have no control over, nothing. So what's the point of that whole conversation? So the best is it's a waste of time. That's the best. And the worst is that it is riba, which means your deeds are going to somebody else. So monitor conversations. Monitor silences. Some of my best and closest friends, I don't speak at all. They don't speak at all. But it's wonderful you are in their company. Alhamdulillah. You have to say something. You say something useful. That person will say something which is you enjoy that. You enjoy something together. We don't talk. Companionship is in silence. You don't have to chatter all the time. You're not chickens, right? You're human beings. There's no need to chatter all the time. There's companionship in silence. There are some friends of mine, almost, Assalamu alaikum. Sheikh, what book are you reading now? What book are you working on now? Which means, which book are you writing now? Which book are you working on? Standard question. If I meet the guy, I must have an answer. I know this person is going to ask me, what book are you reading now? So either I tell him a lie, or I should be reading some book, some useful book. Alhamdulillah, I mean, those are the kind of friends who are good because they stretch you, right? So you if you know you're going to meet the person, he's going to ask me these questions. What's my reading list? It's very, very important. Some of the closest friends, let me end with that, which is, you take Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu and Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radhiyallahu anhu, right? Two of the closest and dearest friends. Also two of the greatest rivals. Sayyidina Umar radhiyallahu anhu, actually, I don't think Sayyidina Abu Bakr radhiyallahu anhu was in that rivalry. But Sayyidina Umar, what's his rivalry? I must try to do more than Abu Bakr radhiyallahu anhu. Something better than him. That's a beautiful rivalry. You know, your rivalry is in hasanat. What can I do better than Abu Bakr as Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu? And there are so many of these, of the different kinds of stories of how they did this rivalry. Like when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was collecting funds for Tabuk, Sayyidina Umar comes, radhiyallahu anhu, and he says, Ya Rasulullah, half of my wealth I have brought. Alhamdulillah. And then Abu Bakr Siddiq radhiyallahu anhu comes with one small bag. And Sayyidina Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Ya Abu Bakr, what is this? He says, Ya Rasulullah, this is all I have. So what did you leave for your family? He says, Allah and His Rasul are enough for my family. I mean, there is more to this story, but we leave it at this point. The story of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, going to that, when after Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu passed away, they told Sayyidina Umar, who was the Khalifa, that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu used to go to this place, this outside of Medina, there was this hut, camp. And they said every day he would go there, he would spend some time, he would come back. And what did he do? We don't know what he did. He goes there and he finds there is this old woman who's blind. She is almost bedridden. And she's in this tent. She has a couple of goats. And so Sayyidina Umar realizes that, you know, he has to clean and whatnot. So he cleaned up the thing and so on, takes care of the animals, cooks her food, and then he leaves it there. And there are various aspects. They said, somebody said, he gave her a date to eat and she said, you are not the person who comes before. You are a new person. He said, why did you ask? How do you know that? He said, because he used to remove the date stone, the seed from the date before giving it to me. In another version, they said, he cooked the food and he left it there. She said, you are not the person. Why? Because he used to feed me. He knows I am blind. So what happened to him? He said, he passed away. So she said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Sayyidina Umar said, do you know who he was? She said, no. He never told me. Sayyidina Umar says, he was the Khalifatu Rasulillah. He was the Khalifa, he was the ruler. And Sayyidina Umar sits down and holds his head. And he says, Ya Abu Bakr, you have made it very difficult for us. And the final story, and think about this. In Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's rule, Sayyidina Umar is walking and he overhears some people sitting and talking, and those people, they look at Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu and they say, there has never been a ruler like this. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is the best ruler and he's better than Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Somebody says this. Now imagine if you or I are in that place, right, what would you feel? Somebody who passed away before you and somebody is praising you and saying, Wallah, you are the best, you know, the greatest one. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu turns around and he comes back and he says, what did you say? They said, yeah, Amir Mumineen, we said this because, you know. He says, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu says, Umar's entire life and every deed and the life of the whole family of Umar is not equal to one day in the life of Umar radiallahu anhu. So don't say this. All my life and all my deeds and all the deeds of my family, everybody together is not equal to even one day in the life of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. This is the meaning of friendship. This is the meaning of friendship. I realize we don't have friends like Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu, but alhamdulillah, there are good people in this world and life. And I remind myself and you, let us be with such people. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such company in this place itself. Allah bless all of you. Let us find such people, be with such people, spend time with such people. Because that's where we learn and that is where we make dua for each other and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts these duas. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with good friends who will be a good influence for us, who will guide us to the right path and keep us on the right path and who will correct us when we go wrong, because this is another part of friendship. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a friend is like a mirror. You look at your face in the mirror, you correct your beard and you correct your hat and whatever, and you know, you look good because that's the friend. He's giving you this feedback. So alhamdulillah, this is a huge blessing. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us, give us friends like that who support us, who protect us, who will take care of us, who correct us when we need correction, who will support us, who will guide us, and who will praise us when we need that encouragement, who will encourage us, and who will, most importantly, who will make dua for us before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and this is the last point, he said, if you make a dua for your friend, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints an angel to make the same dua for you, and he said, the dua of the angel is better than your dua. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us friends who will make dua for us. I request all of you to make dua for me. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our duas and to forgive us and to forgive our shortcomings and to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.